Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Radio Islam International on this Sunday morning, 17th April. My name is Suhaib Lasania. I'm here in Kimberley with Brother Ibrahim Shah. We will be broadcasting the 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest here in Kimberley. This program is hosted by Kimberley Islamic School as well as Madrasa Miftahul Ulum. And inshallah, very shortly we'll be crossing over and we'll be listening to the different participants from different schools that will be participating this morning. Just to remind you, the participating schools and madrasas are as follows: Al Huda Muslim School, Madrasa Islamia Freiburg, Madrasa Islamia Kunstad, Welcome Muslim School in Welcome, Kimberley Islamic School, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum from Kimberley, Madrasa Ansarul Islam in Potchefstroom, Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking, Nurul Iman Muslim School Rustenburg, Madrasa Arabia Islamia Lichtenburg, and finally Darul Arkam in Lichtenburg. These are the participating schools that will be participating this morning as well as throughout the afternoon also in different categories starting from grade 1 till grade 7, and each one have different topics that they will be various topics and numerous topics they will be discussing. So we left yesterday from Indonesia with Ibrahim Shah and I and came to Kimberley, and alhamdulillah, very shortly, within few minutes time, we will be speaking to different organizers, also the different committee members and the coordinators, and they will be giving their message as well, and the speech contest will be commencing very shortly. I'm just going over to Mufti Farooq Munti. Is one of the coordinators of this speech contest, the 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest that is taking place in Kimberley. And I have one of the coordinators, Mufti Yaqub Munti Sab, or rather Mufti Farooq Munti Sab, with me. He's one of the Amirs. And inshallah, he's going to give us the message and also the object why we have this annual speech contest. Mufti Sab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan to all our listeners on behalf of the Northwest Free State and the Northern Cape Islamia Speech Contest Committee. Gives me great privilege to welcome all our listeners of Radio Islam International this morning to this event, alhamdulillah, which is the fifth one now. It started 5 years ago in Klerksdorp, moved to Rustenburg, then Potchefstroom, Mafeking last year, and this year, alhamdulillah, in Kimberley. Amongst our objectives was initially that we allow our learners, both of Muslim schools and of our maktabs, to have the opportunity to prepare speeches where it is purely Islamic, where not only the content, but the overall preparation that is made in terms of the criteria that is normally found at all other speech contests are adhered to. And here they will be speaking from different topics, but all from Quran and Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our niyyah is that we allow learner participation, parent participation, and the biggest joy is when communities get together and so they find unity by working together. So much of effort is being made, especially the towns that are hosting these contests, like Kimberley, for example. What we witnessed from yesterday right up to now, mashallah, so excellent in every department. They have excelled and they have raised the benchmark also for us, the goalposts as well. In terms of our objectives, it was to obviously please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by allowing our learners to speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various topics on akhlaq, seerah, and learner development. It is also for our asatiza, our teachers at schools, to assist our learners in their thinking, that after preparing the topics, then they are rectified. And what they are saying, all these messages, like today's 65 learners will be taking part, if we can make amal on just some of what they will be relating to us, will be a great boon and a favor that they will be doing for the ummah. We will be listening and inshallah putting into practice. With this, I hand you back to the team of Radio Islam and make dua for the success of this event this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the courage to take it from strength to strength. Jazakumullah.
JazakAllah, Mufti Sahib. That was Mufti Farooq Muntisab of Klagstorp. Mufti Sahib just giving us a rundown and the history of the speech contest that will be commencing very shortly from Kimberley. And to remind our listeners that have just tuned in now, this is the first annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest, which is taking place in Kimberley, hosted by Kimberley Islamic School, as well as Madrasa Miftahul Ulum. And very shortly, the opening or Qirat will be taking place. Thereafter, the MC for this first session will be Maulana Ibrahim Engamia. He will be speaking also. And then also we have various and numerous role players that will be participating and contributing to the program throughout the day. But with me also, I have the adjudicator and presenter of CII, Brother Ibrahim Gungat. Just a short word and message from Brother Ibrahim Gungat before we start with our competition.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we are about to get ready for the 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest being held in Kimberley, inshallah. We're going to be starting off with some very vibrant and wonderful speeches with the grade 1s and grade 2s going right through up to grade 7s. Very exciting, inshallah, we're looking forward to it. Listen to the children presenting speeches, close up to 70 participants, and I think quite a number of people are coming in today to come and listen to this. This is a wonderful way of developing our young children, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy upon each and everyone, inshallah, and especially the organizers that fix all of this up for us, inshallah.
JazakAllah, that was Brother Ibrahim Gungat from CII. He was just, he's one of the adjudicators giving us his message and what his expectations, inshallah. After the program, we will once again ask him for his report as well. So just to remind our listeners, you are listening to the 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest, which will be commencing very shortly here from Kimberley. And firstly, we will have a qirat, then a welcome by Dr. Birthday, and then also the keynote address by Maulana Jina Sahib. And then we'll be having a special guest, MEC, the MEC of Education. The MEC will be addressing us as the audience on Radio Islam as well. But the MC for this first segment of the program will be Maulana Ibrahim Engamia. Before we continue, we go for our sponsors as well as the ad breaks. When you return, inshallah, we'll continue with our speech contest. Stay tuned to Radio Islam.
وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا وإذا قيل لهم اسجدوا للرحمن قالوا وما الرحمن أنسجد لما تأمرنا وإذا قيل لهم اسجدوا للرحمن قالوا وما الرحمن أنسجد لما تأمرنا وزادهم نفورا وتوكل كل على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإذا قيل لهم اسجدوا للرحمن قالوا وما الرحمن أنسجد لما تأمرنا وزادهم نفورا تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا هو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض الذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما بسم الله الرحمن والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله اللهم زد فزد ان شاء الله. Allah, may Allah make you grow from strength to strength inshallah, and may we all be inspired inshallah to at least recite the Quran correctly and beautifully inshallah. I will now call upon Dr. Riaz Bardai Sahab of Kimberley inshallah, who will officially open the program after the qira'ah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحاب وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the nourisher, and the sustainer of the entire universe. Peace and salutations on our beloved master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama ikram, respected elders, the honorable MEC of education for the Northern Cape, Ms. Martha Bartlett, respected committee members of the Northwest, Northern Cape and Free State Speech Contest, respected listeners of Radio Islam International, our adjudicators for today, honored guests from Northwest and Free State provinces, brothers, sisters in Islam, and most importantly, our guests of honor for today, our young participants of the 2016 Islamiyat Speech Contest. I greet you with the universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman and giving us the honor to be of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this wonderful day and allowing us to be present here in this beautiful gathering. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our efforts, which are solely for His pleasure, inshaAllah. I would like to express my special acknowledgement to the Amir of the Speech Contest Committee, Mufti Yaqub Manti Sahib, who could not be here present today due to his recovery from recent surgery. But he has personally informed me that his du'as are with us, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Sahib complete shifa, inshaAllah. Ameen. A special welcome also to the members of the Northwest, Northern Cape and Free State Speech Contest Committee. Jazakumullah khairan for all your guidance and support in the run-up to this event. On behalf of the Kimberley Islamic School and Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, it gives me great pleasure in extending a warm Diamond City welcome to one and all here today. This is indeed a momentous occasion in that it is the first time that we have hosted an event of this magnitude in Kimberley. Alhamdulillah. We are indeed very honored to be part of this prestigious event and hope that you have a pleasant stay in our city, inshaAllah. To all our participants, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you to stand up here today to deliver your special message to us with eloquence, inshaAllah. Ameen. Remember that your participation in this contest today already makes you all winners. So relax, give it your best, and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To all our guests, we trust that your short stay with us will be a memorable one, inshaAllah. Ameen. It now gives me great pleasure in calling upon the Honorable MEC for Education in the Northern Cape, Ms. Martha Bartlett, to address you for a few minutes.
Good morning. It's really a privilege and a great pleasure to be here. But firstly, before I start, I just want to apologize and to say, when you see me leave at 10, don't worry, I will be back. I must just also go to attend the church that already asked for you to apologize. So you mustn't think that I undermine you when I go out. But Mrs. Badai, I will be back. And all of you. To the Islam community, our beautiful learners, our future, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings to you all. Indeed, it's a privilege and an honor to address the Islamic community. It is a special occasion. At a time when we as fellow South Africans are celebrating Freedom Month, it reminds us of the bloodshed sacrifices our heroes and heroines of the liberation struggle has made to bring about the freedom and democracy we are experiencing today in South Africa. This freedom and democracy ensure that today we live in a South Africa with endless possibilities and opportunities, especially for our youth, our young children, the future of South Africa. And must also say that I was a teacher for more than 20 years. I'm still a teacher, but also privileged to stand here in the MEC of Education and to be with you. It's really a privilege. Every child is a national asset, and you will continue to invest in education. It is an apex priority for our ANC-led government. I'm sorry, you know, normally I don't want to read from pages, but I assume that I only have 5 minutes, so it's better for me to read than I can stick to the 5 minutes. It is my plea that you continue to work hard and make use of the opportunities of our new South Africa and what South Africa has to offer. As we are working towards a better life for all, as governments, we will continue to provide you with the necessary support as your future is in your hands, especially our young children. Your future is in your hands, because the key to your future is in your own hands. As government, we will continue to provide you with the necessary support as your future is in you and in the hands of your parents. The father of our nation, Dr. Nelson Mandela, once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which one can use to change the world. And if you don't use that key, then you will take your own future out of your hands." So I really want to tell our young children here, make use of education. And it's the first time that I attend an event such like this, and I think it will not be the last time. I actually asked the Premier also to be there. Unfortunately, the Premier is in Upington. But we will definitely communicate, because to us, it's about our children. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed all children with a voice to stand up and speak against the atrocities of this world. I want to encourage all our learners to take up their rightful places in our societies and make a difference in the world. I am so proud to be part of this occasion, where children are given the stage, and I really want to come back, because I am going to sit and listen to at least two children, because I want to listen what they are up to, because it's their future, and they must talk about their future. For us also, because we are not too old to learn. I want to learn something here today, Ms. Bada. When I go out of here, I really need to learn something from our little children. I would like to congratulate you, all the organizations who collectively organize a wonderful program. May Allah guide and protect our teachers and children to continue being the light of the world. Let us remain committed and dedicated towards education to bring the desired change we want to see in our communities, the Northern Cape, South Africa, and the world. And I can really tell you that I will be back today, but next time, please invite me. And I don't think I need 5 minutes to speak. Because when you speak 5 minutes from a page, it's not me. It's not me. I'm just sticking to the rule, because they say, when in Rome, stick to Rome. But I really want to encourage our children here. You are still very young. We have a different South Africa, South Africa after 1994, where we are with our parents. Our parents are walking the mile with us. So to our children, the grade ones, the grade twos, and the grade threes, it's our children. I've been a teacher in a grade 3 class. But today I want all these children to really make us proud. and to show us what they can do. And to the parents out here, I really want to congratulate you because I can see that you are taking the future of your children into your hands. And that is the only way that we can take South Africa forward, our children forward, oh, the very young ones. I'm not sure how old are they, but I can see it's 4, it's 3, it's 5, and it's big. But to the parents, please, I don't know what to say to you, because to me, I'm not satisfied yet. But when I come back and when you invite me again, I want to be satisfied, not with you, but with me speaking. Because when I want to speak, I want to speak to you as parents, as a parent, as an educator, and as a leader of this province. And I really want to wish you well for the day, and to the children, I want to wish them well for the future that is still ahead of them. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Martha Bartle, the MEC for Education, Northern Cape Education. Next on our program, we have a keynote address by Maulana Muhammad Ibrahim Jina Sahab, who needs no introduction. In fact, any introduction to Maulana Sahab is doing an injustice to the efforts of our respected Maulana Sahab. Maulana Sahab is from Kimberley. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take more and more inshallah from Maulana, and Maulana, may Maulana inshallah continue to shower his guidance and inspiration inshallah to the Northern Cape, Free State, and also the Northwest, inshallah, like you have done so perfectly in the past, inshallah. May Allah accept all your efforts, Maulana Jina Sahab, inshallah.
نحمد ونشكر ونصلي على رسول الكريم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد اللي نستفى ما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Peace be upon all of you and the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll save my seconds and minutes by just addressing you all as the respected ulama ikram, mothers and sisters, brothers, and saying Jamaatul Muslimin and people of the other faiths also. First of all, when I was asked to say a few words on the keynotes, Dr. Riaz, when he approached me first, I said, look, I'm tired and retired. But Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi, who was the Amir of this work of the Awad and Tabligh, he always said, listen, that there's never higher in this work of deen, of religion, and the service to humanity, there's no hiring, no firing, no retiring. And somebody added very nice, only perspiring. So respected Jamaatul Muslimin, mothers and sisters, really, I'm feeling today when we say, I've always got the logo on my certain newsletters and says, time will tell, dreams come true, and history repeats. From the bottom of my heart, over the years, in these years of 42 years here, and with Mughal Park Muslim Association in Miftawd, Ulum, Madrasa Miftah Ulum, been there for 17 years. We had various jalsas and various occasions and gatherings and also newsletters where our children excelled themselves in different ways, different occasions and functions as far as religious talks were concerned. But really from the bottom of my heart, I say dreams came true today. When we were doing everything locally in our madrasas, in our jalsas. But today I see, alhamdulillah, definitely we, in Kimberley and Northern Cape, especially, we have now progressed so well and advanced that now we are having for our little beautiful flowers who are blooming, the children in our madrasas and our Muslim schools, that now they can present themselves here in front of people from different categories, different professions in a national way, alhamdulillah. And we make dua, and in future and very soon, it will be even internationally, inshallah ta'ala. Respected brothers, mothers and sisters, just a keynote towards this. The idea is of this, to inculcate into us, to get into our environment today for our little children to grow up from the religious point of view. We know today what is happening in the environment, right from infancy, childhood, teenagehood, youth, manhood, and also in old age. But if this child is being able from right from the beginning, from infancy, as we are told, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our final prophet, he have from the very time of dawn, right from infancy when he was suckling, from Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was a foster mother, when he had just as at that time, she had another child on the other, on the left side of her breast, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the right side. And when the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank enough milk, and the milk was finished on the right side, he never interfered from the left side of his milk suckling partner. So right from there, that is from infancy, from childhood. There's not too much time here now to elaborate. From childhood, we've seen when he was playing with the children around, how did he conduct himself amongst the little children playing with them in sin, making little bit, what you say, dolly houses and all that. And at the end, what lesson, moral lesson he gave. There's no time to say all that. When he came to his teenagehood, when Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his teenagehood, when he was around with children of his age, he showed them with his honesty and trustworthy. And when he came to his youth, we know, when there was a problem, respected audience, when there was a problem of putting Hajar Aswad back on his place after the flood, he had nobody else. The tribes were all fighting to say, my leader must put it. That was say, my leader. They came to a conclusion. The first person who entered the haram, and that was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he do? He said, look, all you tribe leaders come here. Put the sheet there. Put the Hajar Aswad there. Come around. All of you love the sheet. He took the Hajar Aswad and put it there. Where brought down unity. And even in manhood, we know from the age of 25, would be Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. He was also a tradesman, a businessman. And we know last of his life, so early 63 years of his age. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us an example. That's why today the keynote of this whole is what our children today from, we see right from the grade one, small children, whether it's a minute or minute and a half, they are going to now show to us, present to us. But that is not what only what he's going to do and he's in participating and winning the trophy or the award. No. The parent today must also have small speech. We have some time when our children come together, grandchildren holiday, they have a small jilsa. This one must read a qirat. This one must read a nazam. This one nasheed. This one give a small talk. We must organize this in our homes as well to keep them up. Otherwise, respected audience, what's going to happen? They will come here, it'll be gone and forgotten back in the old backyard. So this child, afterwards when this child becomes a doctor, lawyer, engineer, architect, or whatever it may be, he will be always ready there. Always ready there to say whatever he wants to, from the spiritual point of view, from the dunyawi point of view, material point of view, from all aspects, he'll be prepared to answer questions in the authentic way, because he has learned this. You can see this on the lighter side, or Dr. Saab Pardey, who is also one of the convener of this Jalsa, and in charge of the Muslim school. I always say he's always ready for everything. He's a Bardey, but he's ready Bardey, and by night he's always ready. So, because he grew up, he was also in a madrasa. I've learned all this. So, my respected brothers, sisters, let us once again see how we can motivate these children, encourage them. And to the children today who are here today, from the different places, let me tell you, you are right in the banks of the biggest man-made hole in the world. That is a big hole. You know our road is closed on the other side for past 8-9 years because it was caving in. You can carry on, no problem. You can carry on with your speeches, with your dynamite in a dynamic way, But don't make it so much that we cave in from this side of the big hole in the hole. But you are there, inshallah. And at the end, we say, inshallah ta'ala, that these children will be going back from here. And from here, you will see that the little minute or half, and the others were 3.5 minutes, will be able to definitely, amongst his own age, and amongst the elders like today, he's going to be presenting whatever he has, getting confidence, encouraging, and enthusiasm in him, so that his future life can also be the same. Now, children from Northwest and Northern Cape Free State, we know from the Northern, we know you have come there. What is there in Rustenburg and those people? What is in manganese? And all that. Let's see who's going to take the prizes from the Free State, also gold and many other things, whether it's sunflower or this and that. But Kimberly, please, don't let us down. Sparkle that diamond, let it shine today, and take it and go for it, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, it's not to say if you're not going to get the award or the trophy that you are nowhere. No, definitely. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are everywhere at every moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from a beggar or from a king. From anybody, from the businessman to the professors. Anywhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever you contribute in your life. They say in Urdu, very jaan, maal, daulat, work. Yourself, your own wealth, your health, and your energy, and whatever you are giving, inshallah ta'ala. I will end off now by just saying that here I have in my pocket here, I wouldn't say it now, there is no time for it. I have from 1973, 10 years, the first decade of Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, where different children, different girls and boys, also in different jalsas, and in a magazine called Al-Ilm, which was coming out at the time also of the Jamiat al-Ulama, a few decades back, and in the first 10 years we took out this brochure, I've got these lectures of different children, wonderful topics. Some of them, I will tell you, are grandmothers and grandfathers here also. But alhamdulillah, I felt so happy. When one of the mothers on Friday, Juma, told me, you know, Mrs. Aysen, Aysen's family, told to Molana, you know what, your student, Fazlan's child, his name is here, I can't remember it, is also giving a speech. Why? The mother in her time, who was 12 years in our madrasa, learned Urdu as well, also spoke in different languages, and she also presented herself with different topics and on different occasions. So I feel so happy today. Allah accept all our children of madrasa, Miftahul Ulum, and of course, not forgetting, I must say this, otherwise I fail to really give out my heart, that alhamdulillah, it was always that the dreams come true, that Kimberley also have an Islamic school, when Hazrat Maulana Ali Adam came here many, many years back when we were in the madrasa there in Mogul Park, to come and see what can he set up as a Muslim school, and I felt that now we have failed, but alhamdulillah, after that, in fact, a lady, which we call Auntie Khairun Chachani with Dr. Bardai and Abdul Rahman and them came together, definitely in this part of the continent here at the bottom, alhamdulillah, we have this Muslim school. There are hundreds in the country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this Muslim school and all the maktabs, the Darul Ulums, the Khankas, the work of Dawat and Tabligh, from right from the bottom to the top, inshallah, and for the future, to be a means of guidance, to be a means of reformation, Islam, to be a means of our salvation, not only here, throughout the world, inshallah. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah, Maulana Muhammad Ibrahim Jina Sahab, for those inspiring words, inshallah. Respected audience, respected participants, you are our most esteemed guests today. That is the participants. We, the audience, the MCs, the adjudicators, the timekeepers, scorekeepers, etc., we are all your hosts. the hosts of our beloved participants for the speech contest 2016, inshallah. In a few minutes, inshallah, you know, since I'm here yesterday, I've been asking around to obviously to all the local people, you know, if we can snatch a diamond or so and go back, it would be so nice. They say, no, man, bye, you know, we here so many years, we can't find diamonds. But I kept on asking, I'm looking for the diamond, I'm looking for the diamond. And inshallah, today we will see diamonds, inshallah, performing on stage, inshallah. That is the actual diamond, inshallah. Like Maulana Saab said, inshallah, they will be our participants will be coming on stage, and that is what we are looking for. Inshallah, we hope that we will all be, inshallah, like in the past few years, as we were inspired, inshallah, today we will also be inspired, inshallah. My respected audience, listeners, we know very well that the condition of the Ummah at all levels and in all spheres of life, at times there is a point where we find that there is hope. At times, or rather many times, we find that we reach a point where we feel that there is no hope. Part of the vision for this Islamiyat speech contest is, you know, the disease of sin in all forms is not only attacking our learners, our children, but also attacking us. And alhamdulillah, through the madaris, the ulama, the educators, parents, governing bodies, Islamic schools, inshallah, different programs are constantly being arranged. Seminars are being arranged, field trips, excursions, Olympiads, Jalsas, etc. All this is to give our learners, inshallah, because we all say that they are our future. So it is to give them the necessary support and the necessary guidelines, inshallah, that they require in this day and age where there is a constant attack on their iman. And alhamdulillah, the vision of this speech contest follows this this mode and this principle. And alhamdulillah, way back in 2012, Klerksdorp hosted the first speech contest, and thereafter, alhamdulillah, it has now become an annual event. In 2013, it was hosted by Rustenburg, and then 2014, Potchefstroom, and in 2015, we were in Mafeking, and now, alhamdulillah, 2016, we are in the diamond city of Kimberley. And alhamdulillah, when this, through the efforts and the inspiration, Mufti Farooq Mintisab, who is our Amir for today, because as you heard Dr. Baddai Saab mentioning, inshallah, may Allah grant Mufti Yaqub Mintisab, inshallah, complete shifa and a speedy shifa, inshallah. Mufti Farooq Mintisab, with this vision, inshallah, commence this idea, or rather, this idea of the speech contest is part of the many ideas, inshallah. And then with the inspiration and guidelines and guidance of Mufti Yaqub Mintisab, alhamdulillah, we have now reached the fifth annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat speech contest, inshallah. Taking inspiration from our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who started when there was nothing, when he was all alone. And this is what we all need to take inspiration from, inshallah. That no matter what we want to achieve, let us look at our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, single-handed, and then alhamdulillah, today we have grown so far as an ummah. Let us all take inspiration from this, inshallah. The most important, inshallah, the most important part of the program before the participants actually come on is now what we very quickly and very briefly, inshallah, going to go through. You all have your programs with you. Let the printing not go wasted on the back of this program that you all have with you. It's written there, some speech contest tips. I'm sure, although the program is not at the end, not to the end already, but I'm sure we have browsed through the program and we have found this page of the speech contest tips. This is very, very important, inshallah. You know, there's a procedure to shine a diamond. And the procedure, inshallah, to bring about the diamonds today is if, inshallah, we follow some rules, some protocols, inshallah. The first and the most important one is, we know cell phones is a destruction today, all-round destruction. So please, all your cell phones switched off or on silent. I always say, make use of the silent feature on your cell phone. So immediately, if you haven't done that, please do so. Jazakumullah. While the participants are on stage, no noise, no talking, and no moving around during speeches. As we know, they are all young learners, and the slightest of movement, the slightest of interference in the audience can become a very big distraction to the participant. And we want to, you know, every participant, it should be fair to every participant. So inshallah, please, while the participant is on the stage speaking, then at that moment, no noise, no talking, no moving around. Kindly respect, towards the end you will see, kindly respect duties allocated to hall officials. The hall officials will play a role. You know, previously there were always used to be an eject button under the seats. So anybody making a noise, the eject button used to take you out of the speech contest. But now we have hall officials, we have replaced the eject button with the hall officials. They will kindly take you out of your seat and take you out of the hall if you are a disturbance to the speeches or while the speech is in progress. So the doors at the entrance exit of the hall will remain closed at all times. Unfortunately, if you are outside while a speech is in progress, you will not be allowed to come inside, as that opening and closing of the door, that movement is going to create a